moments of quietness while the elements are being distributed, what's going through your mind? Is the attention on the Lord Jesus Christ? Or as works religion teaches, well, that's the time to be thinking about all the different sins you did and confessing them to the Lord and trying to bring them all up so that you can partake worthily. Well, I dare say if that were the condition, there would none of us be partaking worthily. Who can even know or consider the depths of our sin before a holy God? Yes, the Spirit causes us to know who we are in our sinfulness. Think about the sinfulness of your sin. That even if you could try to drum up before the Lord all the words and deeds and sinfulness, that even after all was said and done, you'd still have to confess that even that doesn't cover the depth of it. But thankfully, that's not the purpose of the Lord's table. When here, for example, in Matthew chapter 26, and I don't prepare a particular message for these times. I take a portion of Scripture and read it and ask the Lord to give me some thoughts as He brings them to mind. But that's one particular thought that the Lord brought to mind even here in the silence and thinking about our Lord with His disciples in Matthew 26. He's not here passing the elements around and saying, I want each one of you to bow your head and get right with God so that you can partake. There's no condition here. This is the Lord who is taking here in verse 26, as they were eating, this would have been the Passover meal. This would have been the last Passover meal that should ever have been celebrated. But as we know, the Jews were blind, and even after Christ's death, they went back and sewed up the veil in the temple again, went right on doing what they were doing with their Passovers. But for Christ and His disciples, what we're witnessing here is the last Passover meal, because Christ, our Passover, was to be slain. This was on the eve of His going to the cross. But the attention and the focus is not on how sinful they are and getting right with Him and making sure each was right. Can you imagine? If that were the case, the Scripture says, if righteousness come by law or any obedience to it, then Christ is dead in vain. You've just now nullified the whole purpose for Christ's death. It's effectively because there's no righteousness in us that we need this Savior. And that's who this is about, these elements that we hold in our hand. Knowing these disciples for who they were, and every one of them was a scoundrel. Even on the eve of Christ's death, they were talking about who was going to be greatest in the kingdom. Thinking about themselves, not thinking about the suffering that Christ should suffer. But in the silence, as we wait on one another, which is what we're instructed to do, to wait on one another before we partake, that the Lord took the bread, Matthew 26:26, and blessed it. And break it. That's what we hold in our hand right now. He blessed it because it represents Him and His person, who He is, and without leaven. And I always like to point out, as you look at it, it looks like it's been through the fire, doesn't it? Roasted. Well, that's a beautiful picture of the Lord Jesus Christ and what He endured there at the cross. And so He blessed it. He's not even asking one of them to somehow bless it. He blessed it and gave it to what? His disciples. Judas had already been separated out. He was that son of perdition. And the Lord had already said at the end of this meal, even before He partook with His disciples, you can read about it in the Gospel of John, He told him, whoever dips that sop, he's the one that will betray me. And then He told Judas, go do whatever you're going to do. Judas had even the other disciples so fooled, even though he was a treasure, that when he went out, they thought he was going out to give alms to the poor. They didn't think anything about him being the betrayer. such is the case with so many. Outwardly, they appear like good folks. But I'll tell you, without the blood and righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is no goodness. There are no good folks. And so he was separated out. Our Lord separated out the chaff from the wheat, and now he addresses this to who? His disciples. It's not all those that say that they're disciples that are disciples, but these were his disciples. Nothing good in them, and yet that's why he came, to be their representative. And I'm thankful it's that way, because I'm no better than anybody. I just have the privilege to be able to tell everybody about what Christ has done for me. But that's where the salvation is. It's in him. And so he said what? Take, eat, this is my body. It's not, doesn't become his body, but it's a picture of his body. It's like I would show you a picture. I'd get my grandkids that way. I'll show them a picture of myself, and I'd say, you know who that is? That's Pawpaw. And they go, no, you're Pawpaw. Yeah, but that's Pawpaw. No, you're Pawpaw. It's a picture of who Christ is. Take, eat, this is my body. There's nothing superstitious or any kind of thing that takes place that by blessing it now it suddenly becomes the body of Christ. It's who he represents, and as we partake, that's who we remember. But it took a perfect body. That's why you can't just use any element. I've had people say that, well, we ought to be able to just, if we wanted to go down and buy a loaf of bread, we can buy that and get some grape juice and use it. No, it's unleavened bread. And the blood, when he says there in verse 27, he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. The cup, see, those are the only two elements, the bread and the cup. This represents his shed blood. And in Scripture, it's described as the wine. Why? Wine has health benefits to it. And Christ has come with healing in his wings. It's through his blood shed that our sins have been purged. So even there, we just don't go down and find a Fanta and say, well, we can use Fanta instead of wine. No. Because he says in verse 28, this is my blood of the New Testament. There we go again with things old and new. The old was in the new revealed. The new was in the old concealed. Why it's called the New Testament was because it was newly established. All of the Old Testament looked for this time. From eternity, everything pointed to this time where Christ should shed his blood. The New Testament, and notice, which is shed for many. And in the Greek, it says the many for the remission of sins. I know we meet in small numbers, but there is a number which no man can number, from every tribe, nation, and tongue, that the Lord has redeemed and will enjoy eternity with him. But it's all because of his shed blood. And so he said to them, verse 29, I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Are we still waiting for that day? Is that in the sweet by and by? No. When he rose again, what did he do? He went about and revealed himself for 40 days, revealing himself unto his disciples and eating and drinking with them. Remember the two on the road to Emmaus when the Lord sat down to eat and he blessed the bread and the wine, and suddenly their eyes were opened. Then they knew that was him. It takes the Lord opening the eyes. But oh, what a blessing to know that this is not just some ritual that we're going through, but we're remembering him. And guess what? He's present with us in his person by his Spirit. So let's thank the Lord for the bread and the wine and rejoice in him. Gracious Father, what a blessing to be able to partake. No worthiness in us, but all the worthiness in your blessed Son. And so as we partake of the bread, knowing that it has been blessed already in Christ, and we partake of the cup, knowing that it represents that blood shed, which again, you have already accepted, and because of it, accepted those for whom Christ paid the debt. Oh, What a blessing. Who are we that we should even partake? But we do so believing that it was for such as we are that your Son paid the debt. We give you all the honor and praise and glory in his precious name. Amen.